Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is sponsored by UCSF Health. Jim Gaffigan, the Noble Ape Tour, is at Shoreline Amphitheater this Sunday, September 17th. And you can be our guest at the show by being caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Don't miss Jim Gaffigan this Sunday at Shoreline. Tickets are on sale now. Go to RadioAlice.com, and there's a link there that'll take you right to the ticket. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News & World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible. Is the person behind you the person who paid $10,000 for our gigantic Carlos Santana prize package?
Yes, that would be me.
Hi, Javier. How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for your donation to the Houston Food Bank. Are you a guitar player?
You know, I am not. I just have this weird way of acquiring guitars.
Oh, so you have a collection.
This is my third one now.
Oh.
Well, they are art.
They are.
They're art for sure. And this one in particular with Carlos Santana's signature on it, there's value there for sure. I don't know if it's $10,000 worth of value.
Sure it is.
But I know I love Carlos. I don't know if you're a big fan or...
You know, I'm a fan. And it's not really about the money. It's about the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a cool story. And so they all three have a story. I'm going to start playing guitar in the near future or take lessons.
Oh.
But, you'll love it. You'll absolutely love it.
I'm excited about it.
Cool.
About it. Yeah.
Do you have like a music room that you don't use, you know, with all your guitars you don't play hanging in it?
No, I'm just going to hang them on the wall for right now and just look at them.
Well, that's super exciting. And we're going to see you at Winterland. You got the night at the Fairmont here in San Francisco. And
excited, yeah.
I can't tell you who's at Winterland. I don't even think Yuzette can tell you.
Oh my God, it's going to be huge.
I know. It's really, really good. If you like guitars, you're going to be psyched.
I was hoping you were going to tell me when I was here.
No, we can't tell you.
No.
Because then you might tell
people. You want to add another 20 grand and I'll whisper in your ear.
Oh, and you get the Carlos Santana guitar straps. You can put it right on. The dude has sweated into this thing.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
I'm excited.
It's great to meet you, and thank you so much for your support of the Houston Food Bank and the Victims of Harvey. Thank you for listening.
I want to ask what the other guitars are.
Who are the other ones?
So I actually have an Alvarez guitar, which is my last name.
Oh.
And I actually found a Taylor guitar at the dumps.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like an acoustic?
Acoustic / electric. You can actually plug it in, too.
Oh.
Huh.
Immaculate in the case. Almost ran it over.
And it was at the dump?
At the dump.
This dude's lucky.
I bet some girl was mad at her man and dumped his
Taylor guitar.
I tell you, it was, so that's what's, just I said, there are three interesting stories.
There you go. All right, well, maybe you'll add more guitars to your collection.
You
now, sounds like you're on a roll.
That is wonderful.
That Very is probably
Am
exactly
right?
what, yeah, absolutely. That is what happened, for sure. Just ask Yuzi, she knows. Thanks, Javier.
You're welcome.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
I'm not saying she was, you know, Mexican or anything.
If you're around for a minute after...
fiery women.
After we get done, we'll do a photo or something.
Yeah, you're going to stay a while?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Fantastic.
We'll get the guitar when we go to break.
Although, someone's going to have to stand in front of me. I think I'm leaking.
Do you have two oil spots?
I don't see it.
I can see your nipple through there, and I don't see any
oil. All
right,
good.
Vinny rubbed
People
the...
People writing in. Don't let the addict rub pot lube on his nipples.
Oh, yeah, that was a terrible idea.
It was his idea.
I think that it would have
Addicts
to be...
Addicts have all kinds of great ideas. I know, ingested.
Right.
Internalized.
Right.
So I'll make sure I don't... Although,
Where's
I was wondering, could you use that by yourself?
Yeah, I'll try it out.
They said that on the website.
Yeah.
Bryn was saying that if you... If your partner can't
do it for you, then you should do it yourself, and it should work.
All right.
What's it supposed to do?
It's supposed to make you arrive in a better fashion.
Oh.
I don't know. It's already pretty good.
I know. How much better is it going to get? Was my head going to fall off?
Our texters wrote in 415. Does Vinny now have to change his birth date? That's your sober date. Due to his pot lube application?
I don't think so.
The addict is rubbing pot on his nipples. Yeah, what could go
honestly,
wrong?
Honestly, that occurred to zero of us.
What could go wrong?
Well, there are. Here's a list of things that could go wrong.
925. Let's rub pot on the addict, you dummies.
We are a bunch of dummies.
Vinny rubbing pot lube on his nipples. You guys are totally peaking.
Actually, we peak for the week at 9:15.
Oh, yeah. Our friend Rudy.
Yeah, our friend Rudy's coming
and
in.
And Bryn.
And they're going to review Mother.
Going to be a big one, isn't it?
I was reading a review of it this morning in the USA Today.
And they
gave it 3 out of 4. They did like it. They said it wasn't as good as Aronofsky's Black Swan, but that it's super heavy-handed in the symbolism.
Yeah. 3 out of 4. That's great.
Better than what you're going to give it?
Well, we'll see, right?
I guess we will. 9:15, everybody.
If you're in traffic on 580 and you're screaming, please help me, tell me something, give me any info, that accident has closed down all the lanes. Yeah.
So that highway is closed.
There was a fatality, and it is closed.
That's Castro Valley, westbound 580.
It happened at 4 in the morning, yeah. But it is still completely blocked.
Right. They're saying to take 680 South, which is already jammed up, as you can imagine, or 24, going the other way.
Mm. All westbound I-580 lanes are blocked. So there's the latest.
I'd say traffic is good for business, but you probably don't want to hear that right now.
You don't want that.
Yeah, but thanks for listening to us. If you are. I guess you are. I'm going to start with Selena Gomez.
Okay.
Over the summer, she lay low. Everyone was like, where is Selena Gomez?
Well, I thought she was boning
the weekend.
Well, she may have at one point during the summer, but for most of the summer, she was in the hospital. She got a kidney transplant. Whoa. And the donor was her best friend. There's a shot of them in the hospital together. She's releasing this now. She underwent a kidney transplant. Her best friend is named Francia Risa. Selena posted a picture of the two of them in side-by-side hospital beds. They are tubed up and holding hands. It's actually an incredibly cute picture. Yeah. Very sweet picture. Selena said, I'm very aware some of my fans had noticed I was laying low for part of the summer and questioning why I wasn't promoting my new music, which I was extremely proud of. So I found out I needed to get a kidney transplant due to my lupus, and I was recovering. It was what I needed to do for my overall health. There aren't words to describe how I can possibly thank my beautiful friend, Francia Risa. She gave me the ultimate gift and sacrifice by donating her kidney to me. I'm incredibly blessed. I love you so much, sis. She'd been pretty open about her struggle with lupus. It's an autoimmune disease. In October of 2015, she revealed that she'd undergone chemotherapy to treat the illness, took a break to go to a Tennessee rehabilitation center in August of 2016 to deal with anxiety and depression reportedly caused by her lupus. Of course, we all speculated that there was something more. I believe this is also on Instagram. Here is a picture of the scar that she's now sporting.
Cool.
On her belly.
How big is it?
Big.
6 inches. Oh. Maybe 8.
Yeah, they actually say you practically have to be cut in half for them to get at your... But I would think that these days, you know, they do that laparoscopic surgery, but I guess they really have to get at that area and get in there, and they can't...
It's hard to say because you can't tell how big she is, but it's the length of her hand at least.
It's very long. It's a significant scar.
I'd say that's 6-7 inch cut.
It's a big one.
Yeah. And she's like 5'5".
Oh, she's a tiny little thing.
That's not a thing, though.
No, yeah. I'm sure that'll scar, heal up just fine.
Well, and it's way better than whatever the other
thing
was.
Right. If this works and her lupus has helped, you know, even in some way by getting a kidney, I mean, that's huge. But, you know, you don't just undergo a kidney transplant because you think it will help. I mean, that's pretty freaking major. And it's a huge sacrifice that somebody else makes on your behalf.
Yeah.
And, that's hopefully this will be the thing that saves her.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be all done with lupus. Who knows? I didn't even know what it had to do with your kidneys. Mm. Thought it was like just, you know.
Lupus is gnarly.
Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those diseases you don't hear that much about it. It's great that she's open about it. And I knew one person. I actually know another person now who has it. And it's just, you don't, they sort of check out of life for a while every so often.
Yeah.
Because they can't handle it.
Our friend Carmela from Specialized was dealing with it, and I didn't know what was going on. And when we finally talked again, it took me a minute of grinding, and she finally told me what was up with her. And I was like, hold, please. I had to look up lupus. I don't know what the hell. You just don't know. And it's one of those things, I guess, until it enters your life. It's nice, I guess, to be blissfully ignorant of it.
Right.
We promoted that event that she had in Santa Rosa.
Poor
and
for a cure.
Human and I looked at pictures. That was last weekend?
Yeah,
I think
9th.
On Monday we came in and we saw a bunch of pictures and it looked like it was a great success.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yeah. And we've read this before, this list, but other celebrities that have lupus, Lady Gaga, Nick Cannon, Larry King, Michael Jackson.
Larry King's in the news today, too.
Hmm. Yeah, with something else, huh?
He was saying, you know what, I think it's in my next hour's thing. Let me grab it. He was talking about lung cancer. He just survived lung cancer.
Well, he was a smoker forever, right?
He's actually saying he was smoking 3 packs a day
until
he was 53. So he supposedly quit 30 years ago.
But he was one of those guys who got to sit there and do, I think he did his TV show with a butt in his hand.
Mm. Well, right, back in the day, I mean, everybody was smoking all the time.
And cigars, too, he smokes, right? Or did.
Oh, that's right. Here it is. He was diagnosed with lung cancer recently. He's saying he's already beaten it. He went in for a routine checkup. His doctor found a small bit of cancer in the early stages. He had surgery in July to have it removed. It was a success. They removed about 20% of his lung, and the cancer is gone. The doctor said it was malignant. He was lucky because if he'd had... sometimes a cancer like that can go undetected for 2 or 3 years, and by the time they figure out what it is, it's way too late.
And it's a miracle that people can smoke for as long as they did and somehow be okay, and others don't.
Right. Sometimes people don't even smoke, and they wind up with lung cancer. So he's reminding people it's important to get checkups and have these tests done. He's 83 years old. He did an interview yesterday afternoon talking about being a heavy smoker for more than 30 years. He stopped when he was 53 after having a heart attack. But before then, he was smoking up to 3 packs a day. It was so intense. He said he smoked in the shower, which I guess you'd have to smoke one there just to get to the 60 a day.
That is a lot. I mean, if you never smoked and you don't know, just smoking one pack is a lot.
One pack is pretty constant
smoking.
Like
you can feel that on your chest. Especially, I don't think I did a pack a day, almost though. But then anytime I partied, I'd go through at least a pack and a half that day because you up your intake.
You'd have to bring an extra party
dramatically.
Pack. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, besides what you give away, I mean, I was just smoking more because what are you doing really? But just sitting there talking,
and drinking,
smoking.
And smoking. Right. So Larry King is saying that he beat it, and it happened early this summer, but he was lucky. They caught it. They caught it fast. Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
As he's getting into a sentencing phase for sending obscene material to a minor, he is asking the judge for leniency. He says he's turned a corner in his recovery. He sent a letter to the judge saying, I am 345 days off my destructive behaviors and have a daily practice to help me never return to them. That, of course, included multiple sexting scandals, the last of which involved his lewd online communication with a 15-year-old. He pleaded guilty. Actually, didn't he plead guilty and then his wife filed for divorce that day?
Well, yeah, and he was part of the scandal that Hillary was involved
because they started looking at his computer and there were all kinds of emails there
that
from
shouldn't
Hillary.
Have been there.
Right. The letter was a TMZ got a copy of it. It contains repeated references to his treatment and a deep regret for continually humiliating his wife, Huma Abedin, and crushing her aspirations. A clear reference to her role as Hillary Clinton's right-hand lady. He describes how he plans to explain his actions to their toddler son when he gets older. He writes, I'll tell him I was a guy who did a very bad thing to a young person I never met. I'll tell him I put his amazing mother through years of trauma and broke her heart. The judge could give him the maximum sentence, I guess, is 10 years in federal prison. although sentencing guidelines recommend 21 to 27 months. And he closed the letter with, "Every day I quietly do what I can to keep getting better and to fix the damage I've done. I have much more work to do. Please show me grace so that I may continue."
First thing that guy's got to do is get rid of his phone, right? I mean, that is...
Phone and computer. He should be a guy who is, like, technology-free.
There it is. That's the guy. That's
Read
the problem
books, dude.
That guy's got.
Yeah. Take up squash. Something. So I guess we'll find out pretty soon what he gets. Kathy Griffin. She came up earlier as a potential contestant on Celebrity Big Brother. It might actually be good for her
Someone's
image.
Dream team, but I don't think she'd actually do it.
The photo that killed her over the summer is her holding up a decapitated... The head looks exactly like Donald Trump. There's no mistaking who it is. The hair is wild. The face is covered in blood. He's been decapitated. You've probably heard this story. Tyler Shields is the photographer who took the shot. And I don't know who wants this hanging in their house, but apparently he's had over 1,000 offers from people who are interested in buying a print of this. Mm. And many of the offers have been over six figures. There was an art collector who offered Tyler Shields $150,000 for an original print, but he passed. You know what's crazy about this? Is that I'm looking at the photo right now. It's got the Tyler Shields photo credit on it, but it's not like you can't find this photo and pay Kinko's to blow it up for, like, I mean I guess you want the
original.
To be able to say that this is a print from the original photographer, whatever, but I mean, if you're really dying to have Kathy Griffin holding Donald Trump's head up in your house, I mean there are ways to do it. So Tyler Shields wants more money than that. He feels that this is going to be a lucrative photo that he's taken. He has a print size in mind.
It probably will be. I mean, sure. The amount of people who just backstroke in the Donald Trump news stories all day, every day, would make you believe someone wants this as a piece of pop culture history to represent this time, right?
Yeah. Who's got a house where that's hanging? Like that $2.5 million house that just sold
a
in Sunnyvale?
A single person does.
Like, I can't see that. You know, you got to have... like an art gallery in your house or something. Right?
A single person can put that up without having to explain to the kids.
The children, exactly.
The mean lady cut that guy's head off.
So he wants to make it a 6 foot by about 4 foot, a little bit bigger than 4 foot print. And he wants to sell them, just a few of them, for big bucks. As for Kathy Griffin, who is the one who took all the heat for this, he doesn't need her to sign off on anything. He owns the rights to the picture.
That's the way that works.
Yep. Which is kind of strange, but because it is a picture of her, but it's his picture. Facebook is paying Time Warner millions of dollars for a reality show on Marshawn Lynch, the NFL player.
Wait, say that again, please.
Facebook is going to buy a reality show.
Oh, well, all of these companies want to get into the content business.
Yep, that's how it's going. It's called No Script, and it I don't really say too much about what's going to be in there. It looks like it's paid between... it's paid for some other shows, short-form shows. They'd be paid between $10,000 and $35,000, and up to about $250,000 for some longer scripted shows. They're planning to spend $1 billion on original shows.
They should.
I don't see a price for this No Script here, the Marshawn Lynch show. But that's I wanted to report it because that's how everything's going, and that's where Facebook's moving as well. And apparently they've already bought some other stuff. I handed this to Brent earlier for him to take a listen to, and he said it's not good, but he said it might, in its not goodness, it might be worth hearing.
Yeah, it's all right. Some people might love it, especially if you love Cher.
Or Future.
Right. Well, he was not very prominent in this clip.
So Cher and Future are in a new Gap ad. And they are singing a cover of Everyday People in massive auto-tune, apparently. Is that is that correct?
Whose butt is that?
Cher's butt.
Yeah.
That's 70-something-year-old Cher. Or however old she says she is.
She looks great.
71.
I like it.
Actually, I kind of like it too. No, it's kind of cute.
I think it's fine.
Yeah. They're sitting on this, like, yeah, they're on a white set, and it's all, they're sitting on some white stairs, and they're looking at each other like they're really enjoying each other's company.
Where did I just hear that song the other day? I don't know.
Did we sang it on this show, didn't we? Say, I'm everyday people.
Did we?
Didn't we?
Wait. We were talking about an artist who died, I think. Who's the guy that was in... Oh, damn it.
You're almost there, Vinny. You can do this.
Keep digging.
He just passed away. He did 30-something years in jail. Got out, and then...
Oh, Tower of Power.
We were talking about them.
Right.
Yeah. The ex-lead singer right. just passed away.
And I don't know how we end... I think that's when I heard it, but I know I was just listening to that song recently.
This is the original of this was Sly and the Family Stone?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Everyday People is Sly and the Family Stone. Yeah. I think. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
I'm
know
not
why I'm
sure
relating
if
those
that's,
two together.
Maybe. I mean, that seems like it might have come
Did
up.
Did
he
do
at
a
point.
Cover of it or
maybe.
Something?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, whatever. I like the song, though.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
If you have tickets for...
Winterland?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I think it's
Javier has tickets for Winterland.
This Saturday, Steely Dan was supposed to play.
Yeah.
And you know that Walter Becker died last week.
Right.
Donald Fagen has canceled 4 solo dates due to an undisclosed illness. The shows were supposed to take place in Portland on Tuesday, Seattle last night, Saratoga on Friday, and San Francisco on Saturday.
Oh, bummer.
So it looks like... They released a press release saying the cancellations were due to an unspecified illness. So they just announced some other dates that he's doing, but that's terrible news on the heels of Walter Becker passing. Donald Fagen of Steely Dan canceling shows due to illness. Congratulations to Adam Levine and Behati Prinsloo. Baby number 2 on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
What's coming up in the news, Vinny?
Well, Berkeley makes the news today, so I'll get you current on that. We may want to text our boy. Your boy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He's the Bay's boy.
Sure.
Sorry to inform you.
It's good to know. I'm glad I'm in the loop on that.
Also, the poop thrower girl makes the news as well.
Oh. Wow.
You know who I'm talking about.
Uh-uh.
Oh, well, then you need to hang through these for an update.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by The Ticket Clinic. Happy birthday to Edson, who is 40 years old today. That's Scott Capurro's husband.
Oh, it's his birthday?
He's 40 and he's all alone back home.
Happy birthday.
Scott's all weepy on my text machine. Also, he's playing a show on Saturday night. Yuzi, you're going to this, right?
Yeah, I'm going to that. Javier, you should go with us.
September 16th. Oh.
He lives right by me.
Oh, perfect. You got a new drinking buddy, Yuzi.
It's a show in San Carlos with Scott Capurro. What's the name of the place?
Devil's Canyon Brewing Company.
Yeah. Do you know that?
Yes.
No, you do.
Have you been there before?
I have.
Oh, you have? Yuzi, you said you've never been
there.
I've
never been there.
Is it really dark in there?
You should come on Saturday.
Listen to her.
She's got a new friend in there.
You ever partied so much your liver hurt the next day, Javier?
Because you're
ready.
About to.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, yes. He has. Great. Good news. Great. He'll be used to it.
It's killing me.
Not funny. This Saturday, Devil's Canyon Brewing Company, San Carlos. You can see the one and only Scott Capurro. And happy birthday to his husband, Edson. Capurro. Got a traffic ticket? Call the lawyers at the Ticket Clinic. For as little as $99, an experienced lawyer will go to court for you. Call the Ticket Clinic today, 800-805-2000. Attorney Mike Bay.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. Bay Clubs, you're the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a home away from home. It's better than home away from home.
Yeah.
Because
no one's bugging you there.
Right. You don't have to clean up your crap there either. You know.
Yeah. They just.
They got you.
Yep.
They take good care of you there at the Bay Club. You're going to love it.
Bay Club happy.
Right. Here's what's happening. So I wanted to mention it's Thursday night. There'll be a football game, Houston at Cincinnati tonight, everyone. And the world said, who the hell cares?
Yeah, people care.
I also wanted to mention, since we talked about it on the air here yesterday, during that big iPhone announcement from the Steve Jobs Theater at the Apple campus, known as the Spaceship or Apple Park, depending.
Yeah.
The nice man who got up there to show how facial recognition works, and then, unfortunately, it didn't. And he went, oh, let me just
type in my
passcode. Numbers here. It seems I saw an article this morning that said somebody got fired. And it was about how this guy's phone.
Is that true?
Well,
that's a bummer, man.
Whoever set up the prep. You have to figure they tested it, right?
You'd think.
So whoever set up to put the wrong phone out, apparently. I'm not sure exactly.
Saying,
but it's one of those moments where we laugh, you know, you have a good laugh. Oh man, that must have sucked. But truly that guy was on the world stage.
Everybody was watching the new the facial recognition.
And
he did blow right by it.
Well, what choice did he have?
Right.
I mean, he could have been a DJ about it and melted down and screamed and been a baby and called for an engineer.
Well, that would have been more fun.
Right.
But then maybe he would have got fired too.
Right. Anyway, that's the latest. Think about that.
Oh, man.
Somebody went, oh, my God, that's the phone that I put on that desk for him.
I have to go. I'm firing myself.
UC Berkeley made the news yesterday because they just okayed the use of pepper spray for
violent
protesters.
So passive protesting should be okay.
We'll see.
I guess we will.
UC Berkeley is under tight security for a conservative speaker today.
Is that Shapiro guy?
Conservative commentator Ben Shapiro will speak tonight. The latest polarizing figure to raise concerns of violence on the famously liberal campus. It does seem like I really don't know how these groups work. You know, the Republican group that keeps politicking, and they must pay these people to come speak, right?
I would assume so.
I don't know how they get a budget or how they're able to lure speakers out to. Mm-hmm. It's got to be money. It's got to be.
Sure, I'm sure it is.
But it does seem like someone behind this group is really enjoying poking the liberals in the ribs with these speakers.
Right.
It's caused nothing but trouble repeatedly, and they must just sit there and laugh. Like, it's all right, sure, but it's also funny to watch everyone lose their bleep.
Right.
Over this.
And it gets them, I mean, like, I don't know this Ben Shapiro guy, but we've been talking about him, and he's been in the news, and I mean, it's great publicity. Who is the author who was, they were huge, the first big demonstration a couple of months ago. No.
She
was after that.
It's that Greek guy, yeah. The Greek name.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, great news for him. You know, that's more book sales for him or whatever he was hawking. Yeah, I mean, look, people should, there is free speech and there are, I'm sure, various ideas on the Berkeley campus. Riley was saying that there's some, you know, Berkeley Republicans Club.
Riley's our boy, everyone.
Right, yes, our boy that is over there. And, you know, if you want to protest. Just remember, you're going to get pepper sprayed if you attack anybody.
Authorities plan to seal off the campus. The campus's central hub. It looks like Shapiro is scheduled to speak to a sold-out 1,000-person audience. For the first time in 2 decades, officers have been authorized to use pepper spray to control violence. So.
Ah!
And they have ordered Berkeley City Police to make very strong and rapid arrests if people are wielding weapons or wearing masks.
Yeah, it's those masked marauders that come in and cause all the trouble.
And that's the super liberal group, right?
Yeah.
They're the ones in the black with the black masks.
They just seem like super angry people with, right, and not willing to show their identities, or and the rumor is that they come from off campus, that the kids are just like, oh, I got to study for a test, and these people are people who are looking for trouble.
Is that the rumor that
that's
Riley,
a rumor? No, that's just, that's my I made that up in just, my own head.
Okay,
can't be students, please. I'm busy. Kidding me?
We did a story. I think it was last week, maybe the week before. I don't know. Time's flying.
But it was about it's ridiculous how fast time is going.
Oh, and as soon as you hit a busy moment, you can't even believe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there was a story out of England about a woman who went on a date with a guy. Things seemed to be going okay.
This is the poop thrower, right? Oh, don't. It's great.
She used the guy's toilet.
Yeah.
And couldn't get her poop to flush.
Yeah.
So she tried to pick it up and throw it out the window.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it then got stuck. She got stuck trying to retrieve the poop so there'd be no evidence of this.
So it went down like between the two window
apparently,
panes.
Apparently. I have trouble understanding
now, apparently,
how this thing's built myself. Mm. But
it's really confusing. Even the picture doesn't do much to clear up what exactly happened.
Well,
but
we see it, but the picture's of her hanging. She got ended up
she's
stuck.
Upside down, hanging between these windows.
The story's gone international, but there in England, the guy in question was on a British morning show yesterday, and he retold the story. And he did deliver one big detail.
Oh.
He really wants to go out with her again.
Oh.
I guess they hit it off, and then this experience, somehow they were able
this
to
was
laugh
like the
their way through
the, right.
the poop
When was
mess.
This date? How
it was
long?
Their first date. And I don't know when
a week ago
I don't
or
know
so?
When the I'm not sure when the original date was, but there's actual video of him with these this TV show.
Oh, on the chat show. Sure.
And they're giving they have like this setup, this frame.
So he can explain what happened.
Yeah.
Now, did we find out about him because he was asking for $200 on like a GoFundMe to pay for the window that got broken due to the poop incident?
I think so.
Something like that,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Like that was how it came
they're
to
young
light.
Young people who don't.
Doesn't have the money right. for this.
So anyway, he still wants to go out with her. Do you want to go out with him? After this?
I'm horrified, but maybe I do. I mean, if they had a great date and they're looking for love, this is, like we said the other day, is a great story to tell your grandchildren someday.
It's not that great, though.
It's pretty good.
But most she's so embarrassed that it's like, ugh.
Most people she's in relationships, when it comes to number two, are, well, I can't speak for most people. I will speak for myself. This reporter wants privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to have privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to please tell me you need privacy
mm-hmm.
so I don't accidentally stumble upon you needing privacy.
Right.
Just tell me you need privacy.
Yeah.
You got it.
It's alone time.
There's no problem. I'll go anywhere else in the house.
Yeah. I don't want to even know that you do that. The big joke at my house, because we want privacy too, the big joke is like when someone goes in to do that and you got the door closed, the other person comes and goes, knock, knock, knock. Hey, you want to talk? And then, of course, the person who doesn't want to talk has to yell and scream and try and
please.
Get out of here.
Stop it.
You're not funny. I hate this joke.
With your bits.
Yeah,
and
then, you all pull it on each
and
other.
Then we all, but you can't. You have to because it's payback. Because the guy did it the last time. Now you got to do it. It's on you.
Oh, boy.
You know, sounds
your
horrible.
House is a party.
It is. I love my house.
Is there a song about it, Sarah?
Poop song? Actually, I don't think we have any poop song. Oh, actually, we do. But I can't sing it to you.
It just occurred to you, the poop song?
There's one song, but it's pretty...
What's it called?
I don't want to tell you.
You do know the name, though, so why don't you share?
I can't.
You can.
No. It's literally unable to be said on the air. I'll sing it for you off the air.
Boo.
Hey,
can't be done.
I have this little visual here of the window.
Oh, so it's a box window.
I was just watching it. So this outer layer, this is the one that goes to the
street.
Oh,
my.
And this one, there's a gap that is about that, about a foot wide, I guess.
Yeah, that's what she fit into.
Yeah, the outside window
doesn't. Who wants that window?
It's, I don't know. That's how they do it over there.
That's taking up space in your that you would use, right?
So I guess it goes up to the roof or something where the air can vent, but the outside window doesn't open at all. So she opens the inside window thinking that she's ready to throw it out, throws it,
and it blocked.
Right. So you can't even open that. So then she tried to crawl in and grab her poo and met the rest of it.
That is a bizarre way to do a window. Who throws their poo, though? You know, I mean, I guess in a desperate situation, you got to try to figure out what to do with it.
It says a lot about her problem solving skills, though. I mean,
that they're not good.
Yeah, that you when you get
How about
in
that
with
she
someone,
tried, though?
Yeah, she did. She tried to have it not be a thing, I guess.
And you throw your lot, as Sarah likes to say, you throw your lot in together. I think that's an anchor.
Maybe.
Maybe?
I don't know. Love will find a way, Vinny.
You're the reach into the toilet to throw your poop out the window, girl.
Well, it was an epic fail, but at least she was willing to go to whatever length to make right. sure that that was, you know, she was trying her hardest to make that not be a thing mm-hmm. that night.
All right.
I like them. I like them as a couple.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. All right. I already saw that one. By the way, quick update. The pot lube?
Yes.
Did nothing for me at all.
No?
So I don't...
Maybe you needed more stimulation.
I don't know.
Then he rubbed it on his nipples. He thought that would be a good idea.
Well... With the cameras here, I certainly couldn't have put it in the only spot where I actually feel
also
anything.
Also with the coworkers.
Wow, come on.
You know, you're an HR nightmare.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so it didn't work.
I'm sorry.
Didn't work for you, Zet. Didn't work for me.
Well, I'm going to try it
work.
Again.
It does smell like weed, though.
It does. Someone wrote in and said, Big Daddy Vic was also on KMEL Morning Show with Sway.
Mm-hmm. Ha,
and
Sway.
And he's the guy who, he did the second to the last interview with Notorious B.I.G.
Funny.
Oh, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy Vic works here in the building and has a couple fans on this show.
Yeah.
Big Daddy Saragossa.
So I bet you he worked for Michael then.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, you can hear him doing traffic overnights on KCBS now.
256 says, and my credit card number was stolen. Thank you so much, Equifax.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that story continues to be a thing.
And they knew about it for so long. Before, I mean, so many people probably got compromised.
It's not even that. Because, like, for example, okay, now I know. But what if you were in the process of buying a house? You can't freeze your credit. I couldn't have frozen my credit.
I know.
Even if I want. I still can't. They told me, because I asked them, can I freeze my credit? They said, they usually do another check of your credit, like right at the end of the process. Mm. So no, you can't freeze it. And I was like, super. That's great.
Well, have at it, the world.
So Equifax really, even, they just screwed everybody. And it's more about, dude, you've got everybody's most sensitive information. Have the best protection. Whatever that is, I don't
know. And it's not like we voluntarily gave this place there. I mean, there are three different credit. Couldn't there just be one and have that be in Fort Knox with no access to the outside world? Like, it's astounding to me that there are these places that have all this stuff that
I
we did not
like
grant permission.
Our current system still has a little bit of a Wild West feel.
Yeah.
Like, really? That's how tentative all our information is out there. That just some company who didn't decide to upgrade their, or whoops, there was a patch we didn't put down.
And they know, they know every place you've ever lived, everything you've ever purchased.
Sorry that got out there.
Every job you've ever worked at, every loan you've ever taken out, they know everything. You did not consent to that. I guess by being born, you consented.
Well, no, the way it is so you'd have to be the person that's off the grid. In order to not have your info out there, you'd have to not participate in our society at all
but
in order to not
be assigned
a social security card.
Although,
but
I guess
you
if you were
have...
born in the woods and no one knew you were born and you lived in a cave, I guess that's an option.
You had all cash too, right?
Yeah.
Well, or just lived off, you know, mushrooms and pine cones. I don't know what they got to eat in the forest.
Yeah, it's bogus.
Whatever
dude.
It is.
There's no doubt.
Oh, it's it just makes me feel so sick.
And even if you end up spending, okay, let's say the best case scenario is nothing happens to you. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't sweat it at all. But what if you're the person who has to even spend 1 minute on hold waiting to get information? It's just like...
Or if you're the person who's now, this has become your life,
you're
defending
in that,
yourself.
Right, you're on that phone tree, the phone maze. Zero.
The
zero.
People who
zero.
Don't want to help
live
you.
Person. Live person. That is not an option.
Mm. Speaking of things that make you sick, Pharma Bro, Martin Shkreli. He's up next.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.